Blog Talk Radio.
The Epistle of Paul the Apostle to the Colossians. Colossians 1.
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timotheus our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ which are at Colossae. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which ye have to all the saints, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which is come unto you as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit, as it doth also in you since the day ye heard of it and knew the grace of God in truth. As ye also learned of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. By him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. If ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister, who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church, whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily.
Amen, amen, amen. This is Deacon Thomas Farr, and you're listening to Issues Christian Man's Talk. We'd like to thank you for joining us this morning. It's Saturday, April 13th, 2019. We thank God for you. We thank God you took time and joined us on the radio program today. You called in at 646-668-2636. You just press 1 on your keypad. You can see you on the switchboard. We can call it. We can press 1 on your keypad, and we can bring you into conversation. Answer any questions you might have or any comments and share your insights and wisdom for today. Amen. Also, those of you listening on www.blogtalkradio.com/Deacon Thomas Farr, we thank you also for joining us this morning live. Or if you listen to a rebroadcast, we thank you. We are live every Monday at 8 p.m., every Thursday at 8 p.m., and every Saturday morning at 9 a.m., so you can take an opportunity and catch us live. You also can reach us on our Facebook page at Issues Christian Men's Talk on our Facebook page and on Twitter at Issues Men's Talk, Issues Men Talk on Twitter. Follow us, connect with us there. We always post upcoming men's events, words of encouragement, and upcoming men's events, men's gatherings. Amen. Well, today we have a couple announcements, upcoming events. Let me start off with our Man Up event. We are 2 weeks away from Man Up 2019, Privileges and Responsibility of God's Man. It's going to be on Saturday, April the 27th at 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Our doors will be opening at 9:30. We're asking for a $20 donation, and it includes lunch and a toolbox of resources. We'll be gathering at the Brooklyn Park Library, 1 East 11th Avenue in Baltimore, Maryland, 21225. We encourage you to come out and join us, be part of the fellowship, a time of open and transparent discussion, finding solutions from God's Word and how to apply His Word to our lives. That is the overview for the Coalition of Men's Ministries. We come together at these events. You can reach out to me again on the Facebook page, Issues Christian Men's Talk. You can email us at rejoicetv@gmail.com. We can send you the link for online registration, or you can just give us a call, 443-591-3504. Amen? Amen. Another event we have this week, we're part of the Howard County Coalition to Prevent Intimate Partner Violence. They're having a 2019 dialogue series that's going to be held, Understanding the Role of Men Through the Lens of Faith in the Prevention of Domestic Violence. And that's going to be on Wednesday, April 24, 2019 at 9 a.m. It's going to be located at the Baltimore, Washington Convention Center of the United Methodist Church, 11711 East Marketplace at Fulton, Maryland. You can also go online. This is a free event. You can go online and register at ebrights.com. You can call. Amen. You can call 443-695. Oh, I have a number here. 443-695. I can't read the number. But anyway, you can reach out to us on the Issues Christian Men's Talk Facebook page or Twitter. We can get information. If you go to the Facebook page, the flyer is posted there. Just the flyer I have in front of me today. Again, this is like live radio. Flyer doesn't have the number on there legibly. But anyway, that is Understanding the Role of Men Through the Lens of Faith, the Role of Men in the Prevention of Domestic Violence. Wednesday, April the 24th, 2019 at 9 a.m. We encourage you to come out and be part of that. Amen. Amen. All right. So today we're going to have this discussion. We're going to continue our discussion. We started a couple weeks ago. We're just talking about how to be sure in our salvation. And we're going to, this morning, I just want to review and touch on some issues, some items, and just encourage you in our walk in our salvation as Christian men. Sometimes that we with the atmosphere, the environment, bring up doubts. Are we really saved? Is God really, really for us? Can we believe God? Do we believe God? Even though when our life goes wrong, and we have problems and issues that come up, you know. So today I just want to give some encouragement and have open discussion. Again, for all those of you who called in at 646-668-2636. If you press 1 on your keypad, again, we can bring you into the conversation. We can share your insights and share your wisdom or ask any questions. Amen. Well, today we're going to talk about, the first thing we're going to talk about, we have to understand. We're going to talk about some of the pillars, some of the things that we understand, the assurance of our salvation, our faith in Christ, knowing what we believe and why we believe it, and realize that God, through Jesus Christ, has offered us an open way to reconcile back with Him. And once we do that, once we come to faith, understand who Christ is, and believe and have faith in God, then we are secure. We are secure in our eternal destiny. We're secure in what the Bible says. We're secure that God cannot lie. And one of the things we have to understand is we have to absolutely trust Scripture. Because, again, a lot of people talk about, I know those brothers you know is in the church, a lot of people talk about knowing the will of God for your life, seeking the will of God. But, you know, I've learned that over the years that the Word of God can tell you and make you have you understand what the will of God is for us. Because He speaks at all parts of our lives in His Word. And that's what we hear at Issues Christian Men's Talk. We encourage men to read, to study the Word, to know the Word. Because if you can, it's like anything else. I put it like this. Everyone doesn't necessarily have to be a theologian, but you should know the Word of God. You claim, you confess to be a Christian man. So therefore, his Word is instruction. A lot of people call it a lot of things. I heard cliches back when I first got saved. You know, the Bible is instruction before leaving earth. But the Bible, God has given us the scriptures to be able to see. We set, it's our blueprint, it's our chalk line. We measure ourselves against what the Word says in all aspects of our life, no matter if it's finances, if it's family, as husbands, as fathers, as sons. The Word speaks to who we are. The Word confirms who we are. And we have to know that the Word is trustworthy. And then we have to ask ourselves, can we read the Word and understand the Word and trust that God is not a liar? Because that's His Word to mankind. And that's His Word for our life. Because if we can believe what the Word says about Jesus Christ, then we can believe all that the Word says about how we should live our lives and how we should see the world. Because I think we're even in our salvation, it's a transforming of our mind, transforming of our heart, transforming of how we used to see the world, how we used to see ourselves, and how we see others. And it's only through the Word and also through the power of the Holy Spirit and understanding that we are under submission to God and His Word, and we start to live that thing out. Amen? Amen. So other thing we have to understand, too, when we come to Jesus Christ in genuine repentance and faith, He promises that He will save us. If we are genuine in our repentance, genuine in our faith, and believing God and understanding that God does love us. God does love us. We are adopted sons of God. We are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. But we have to understand, too, as men of God, genuine repentance. Now, I want to share this with my brothers out there who may or may not be saved, may not come be Christians, may be on the fringes, may just go to church because you only hear your wife, your girlfriend, your mother stop. They're encouraging you to go, so you go, so they won't, you know. But again, faith in that and do it. And to do that, you must understand what God says. And the only way you can do that is to become under the teaching of the Word of God, good teaching. I mean, you can go, but you have to understand what repentance really is. Repentance is the turning away. You don't think like you used to think. You think how God thinks. The only way you can know how God thinks is through the reading and understanding of the Word and through the power of the Holy Spirit that will guide and direct you and change how you see things. And faith. Faith is just believing. Believing what God has said. Believing Jesus Christ for eternal life. Believing that He paid the price for your sins. And we have to be able to, in genuine, because, you know, a lot of people have what we call it. We call it superficial faith. We call it counterfeit faith, whatever it is. I mean, there's a lot of terms for it where people just say they're saved, they say they're Christians, but their life has no real evidence of it. That's the word I want to use. Evidence of it in the community of Christ, we call it having fruit, that your life is changing, is fruit that God is using, how God is using you. Because every man is called and for a purpose and a plan, because God has saved us all. God has sent His Son to transform us and to be used in His kingdom that we might give glory to Him in our lives and how we do. And then let me say this too. It also is important that we understand that God is coming to the world to save families, to save you, to save your children, your wives, those around you, those in your circle. You got to be salt in the kingdom. You become part of the kingdom of God. So those are one of the things we have to understand, that God cannot lie. So when we read scripture, we start to study the Word, understand the Word, for ourselves. And as always here at Issues Christian Men's Talk, we always encourage folks to be a student of the Word of God. Because again, every one of us is going to stand before God and be judged on the choices we made, what we believed, and how we applied the Word of God to our life. As I always say, we're not going in, all the Baptists are not going in one line, the Methodists going in one line, the Pentecostals in one line. We all going to stand individually before Christ, and it doesn't really matter what your pastor believes. It's what you believe, what you studied, what you understood. If your pastor has a responsibility to teach you, but then again, if your pastor teaches you error, and you haven't studied for yourself to confirm what you're being taught, it's like anything else. But we're going to all stand before God, and hopefully we'll stand before Him and hear, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Amen. Point number two, we have to understand who Jesus Christ is, who he truly was, what the Word of God says he was, and know that Christ came to sacrifice his life. You know, if you look at the world and the culture today, we'll see Jesus, we celebrate his birth, we celebrate his death and his resurrection. Those are two big Christian holidays. Those are two big cultural holidays, Easter and Christmas. Now, we're not going to get into conversation, was he born in Christmas and Easter and all that? Because if we look at, you know, calendars, I'm going to start with this. If we talk about the birth of Jesus Christ when the baby was born, if we look at Scripture, we can identify what season in which he was born if we read the Word of God and study it out. It's there. There's four Gospels. And if we look at all four Gospels, we'll be able to see where in the Hebrew calendar that he was born. Okay? Also, the Passover. We understand when the Passover is. And that was the season, that week we talk about, we call it Passion Week, Easter Week, the Good Friday Week. We can see, again, on the Hebrew calendar, look at history, we know when he died and he was put to death on the cross to pay the ultimate sacrifice. Now, saying that, we have to understand who Jesus Christ was, that he was born and came to be a sacrifice to redeem us back to God because of our sin, the sin of Adam, and our individual sin. So he paid the price for all to bring us salvation, to reconcile us back. And that's the foundation of the belief of Christianity, to understand that we were sinners, we were destined for hell and eternal punishment, but Christ came, was born, the child that was born to die, the man, 33 years later, to pay the price for sin. And all that we read in Scripture about him was to confirm that he was a sinless man, that he was God and man at the same time, walked the earth sinfully, and was able to pay the price and ultimate sacrifice. He was foretold in all the Old Testament, and he was in the prophecy he gave us for the end times of this world. You know, we have to look at that too and see that he was the ultimate prophet. But again, Jesus, understanding our Christian faith is one of the pillars of who Jesus was. So it's two things so far that we touched on that you can build your faith on and be assured of your salvation. Understanding that God cannot lie, understanding who Jesus was, and knowing that he paid the price for your redemption. Amen. Also, understanding that through the inward witness of the Holy Spirit is within us. The Holy Spirit, we talked about, it's called the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. It's a lot of things, depending on how old you are, from your grandmother to you to us now. But the Holy Spirit is taught in the Scripture as the third member of the Godhead. The Godhead is a Trinity. It's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost lives within each of us. At our time of conversion, at our time of coming to faith and understanding, the Holy Spirit convicts us. It binds us to the Word. It helps us understand the Word. It enlightens us. And it's something that God has given us as a comforter. Jesus spoke about he would send a comforter once he was gone. When he spoke about his death and his sacrifice on the cross, his crucifixion, knowing that the power that was in him, that even after he was died, that he rose again on the third day, is the power of God by his Spirit. It talks about by his Spirit in Genesis, that he hovered above the earth and shaped the earth and shaped the land masses and moved the world and then created these things. It was by his Spirit. But again, these are the things that as Christian men, and even us as Christians, if we believe, it goes back to, do we believe the Word of God and we understand Scripture? And it speaks to all these things there. So this is what we always encourage brothers to always, any doubt, fear, it's go back to Scripture. Find yourself a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church. Surround yourself with men of God and other men who study the Word, who have studied the Word, who understand the Word, that can help us to study the Word. And we study the Word for ourselves so we have insurance of our salvation. Because we don't necessarily believe everything that everybody says. Because anybody who knows, any man who's been in church any length of time, you know, there's a lot of, false teachers, people who are not well-versed and well-understanding. And let me say all of this too. As men of God, we have to be careful. Just because a man can quote scripture backwards, forwards, can pick scripture out of the midair, and use, that doesn't mean that God has ordained him. Because, again, the enemy is a deceiver. The enemy walks around and there's a wolf in sheep's clothing trying to deceive us. And when they just mix a little bit of a lie and a little bit of the truth, It's how we have so many folk deceived, how we have people get manipulated into thinking that doing a lot of other external things outside of believing will get them in salvation, that some people think they're more spiritually gifted or blessed of God because of God has called them and ordained them, and a lot of things. There's manipulation. But if you always fall back on the word of God, you will be able to stand before God and hear, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." And that's what it's about, how we live here and how we affect those around us. And for any man out there, as a husband and father, we have a responsibility to our wives and our children and our family. What are we teaching them at home? That's one of the other things about our salvation. Are we being who God calls us to be as men? Are we taking the responsibilities of our manhood, of our positions as fathers and husbands? There's responsibilities with that. We just don't carry those things. You don't carry those names and titles without godly responsibility. And again, the only way we can do that is going to Scripture, studying Scripture, and trusting what Scripture says. Because if we go out of the culture, anybody who knows that believing what the culture does is the culture changes every other 6 months. The culture can change what they believe. The culture changes what they think is right and wrong. You know, because again, if we look around us, there's so many stuff going on in the culture that seems to be okay, that's quote unquote legal, but is always and has always been and always will be called out as sin in the Word of God. You can pick any topic you want or anything that's trendy, and it's the enemy. It's a lot of it. It's the devil is trying to keep God's creation, us human beings. When I say God's creation, I mean all human beings on this planet are God's creation. And because he loved him so much, he sent his son to die, that everyone would come to faith through Jesus Christ and only through Jesus Christ. There's only one way to salvation, only one way to heaven, and that is faith and belief in Jesus Christ. So to be secure and sure of your faith, it's knowing. It's knowing who God is, understanding who Jesus Christ is, and understanding that you are his son, your adopted heirs, and these are some of the privileges and some of the responsibilities that we have as men. Because with all privilege and responsibility, privileges becomes responsibility. And we as men of God must be able to stand, be able to teach our families and mentor and those around us. And that's important. That's one of the reasons we have Issues Christian Men's Talk. That's why one of the reasons we do our man up events is to encourage one another. Because every man needs someone in his life to be able to speak, needs a crowd, needs a circle. Even for the brothers, if you're not saved, you have a circle right now. Anybody who's listening, you have not come, you're not confessed Christ, you don't consider yourself a Christian, or you need to understand that, you know, coming to Christ, you think you've got to give up friends and family. We all have a circle. We all have a circle of influence around us. People that speak into our lives, people that we speak into their lives, we encourage, we strengthen, and then we have those people. But God is going to use you. And that's the other thing you have to understand. As Christians and being secure in our salvation is important. Because now we have to be able to tell others and evangelize and tell people about Jesus Christ. Tell people about the goodness of God. Tell people to encourage folk along the way. Even in your churches, you know, the church you go to, the brothers who sits across the church, the pew behind you, the pew next to you, the pew in front of you. You know, you're there, they're alive. Your lives are not intersected by choice or chance. God has ordained that thing for you to connect, to be part of. Because you never know what you can say or your testimony would encourage another brother who's about to give up. It would encourage another father who just lost by the way his children, the choices his children are making. And he doesn't believe. He's in church, he's praying, but it seems like his children don't change. But a brother's in marriage, his marriage is struggling. He's praying, his wife go to church. You know, they have the facade of super spirituality and Holy Ghost filled and fire baptized. But at home, there's nothing. It's dead. Your marriage is on the rocks. Your marriage is being challenged every day. Because why? He doesn't want to, as we say, man up. And then he doesn't have one to talk. And the poor problem is he has no one to talk to and encourage him. So this is what we're called to do, that to those in our circle of influence, we have a responsibility to. And sometimes it's a privilege. If you ever, I want to call out my brothers now who have been saved a while. When the last time you shared the gospel with someone and someone came to faith, and then you watched them grow in their faith and understanding and their knowledge, and they were strengthened, and some things started to fall out their lives. They started to make better choices for God. This is not, again, our Christian walk is not to please man, it's to please God and start to line our lives up with the Word of God. And that's why I think it's important that men be in Bible study, men be encouraging one another. I know we talk about a lot of things as men. We have a lot of things we talk about we're comfortable with. We can go all the way from sports to tools and working on cars. There's a lot of things we do that we chat about and because we want to feel comfortable and feel connected with other men. But to understand as Christian men, our common denominator, our common connection is Jesus Christ. And we need to be able to encourage each other in the things of God and the things of Christ. And be a friend to those who may not be friends, who may not have any friends. No real connection with other men to encourage them. Part of what we say here at the Issues Christian Men's Talk and being part of the coalition with men's ministries is men's ministry is important because we have to connect as men on the level of men. Again, we all go back to no matter if we were righteous or we were street runners, we always had our crew, our gang, our boys, whatever we want to call it, our homies that we trusted, we hung around, we knew they had our back, and we had their back. But now in the body of Christ, we need the same thing on the spiritual level. How many men are you praying for? How many men are praying for that you know are praying for you? Because I pray that your pastor is praying for you, but now how many other men that you fellowship and connect with that you take on the responsibility to pray for, or people are taking the responsibility to pray for you? These are the things we have to look at and why it's important in men's ministry. And as I said here in the beginning of the show, our fellowships. It's a time. It's a time for men to fellowship and be open and transparent and discuss the things that's going on in our lives. That's the reason why we started the program here, Issues Christian Men's Talk, to be able to go on and talk about some things and touch upon some things. And that's why it's important that men come together and speak to each other, build those relationships around Christ. Because you got to understand, too, as men, we have more things in common than we are different. If you're a married man, trust me, if you've been married 5 years, 2 years, 6 months, 10 years, 25 years, things in common. And there's always someone that you can encourage along the way. If you've been married 5 years, there's some things you can encourage your brother through who just been married his 1 year anniversary. If you've been married for 10 years, there's someone who's had 5 years who may be going through the same struggles you're going through. And if you've been married a year, you can tell somebody about a newlywed that he might come right after the honeymoon. The enemy can start attacking. Stuff can go left, you know. But we have to be able to encourage one another. It's something we can speak into. And as fathers, for those of us who have adult children, it's something we can do to encourage young folks, young brothers, young fathers, fathers with toddlers, fathers with not teenagers, under teenagers, the tweens, you know, that elementary school age. That they're going to go through and be encouraged them through. And then even in married couples, how do we encourage each other? Because through the financial times, through the struggle times, that's where a lot of brothers are stressed out. Because let me say this, being a father and a husband is not easy, and especially not easy when you're trying to live by the word of God. And we need encouragement. We need to encourage each other. We need to be able to teach men to stay, to hang. And to also in the transparency, know when to reach out, get help, get counseling, seek the wisdom, seek the advice from the right people. You know, because sometimes we get around folk, you know, they don't have our best interests in mind and will say things to us and encourage our foolishness. Let me just say it just straight like that. You don't want to be around a bunch of people who encourage your foolishness. You need to be around some people that's going to tell you that sometimes you're wrong. Sometimes you need to say, I'm sorry. And sometimes, as a man, you need to keep your mouth closed. It's as simple as that. And then also, it's about do you want to do better? Because you can't keep doing the same thing and expect different results. That's one of the things I've learned, and we always talk about men and men when it comes to marriage and homes. You can't do the same thing and expect different results. You have to change the atmosphere and the temperature in your marriage, in your home. And that's going to take sacrifice because, again, the Bible says, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. And how did he love the church? He died for it. He gave his life for it. He lived his whole life. He gave 3 years in ministry for it and then his life. What are you willing to do for your family and for your wife? Amen? Amen. You're listening to Issues Christian Men's Talk, and I'm Deacon Thomas Farr. We're here every Monday at 8 p.m., every Thursday at 8 p.m., and every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. You can always go to www.blogtalkradio.com, listen to the rebroadcast of this show, also listen to our archive of shows. We've been on, we're going on 4 or 5 years now. So there's a whole archive, a library of previous shows. We talked about a lot of things, had a lot of different guests on. So I encourage you to go there. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com. You can always reach out to us on our Facebook page at Issues Christian Men's Talk and contact us there. You can send us topic ideas. You can ask questions. If you are, if your local ministry is having a men's event, we encourage you to share it with us so we can share it, because we believe men's ministry and men's gatherings is an opportunity for men to come together and have open discussions to seek encouragement. You know, I'm a guy, for those of us who are listening, you know, is NAAA and CA, all these programs help us recover from alcohol and drugs. And, you know, anybody who knows and is familiar with it, know there's a meeting somewhere. It is a meeting somewhere, everywhere, at all times. So that's what we talk about. That's the philosophy we want to use when it comes to men's ministry. If your church is having a meeting, if you have some brothers that come together for prayer, for Bible study, for encouragement, share it with another brother, because you never know when a man needs to drop by and be in the presence of other godly men to get a word of encouragement. Amen? Amen. Again, we have the upcoming Man Up event. This is going to be the first one for 2019. It's going to be held on Saturday, April the 27th. Here locally in the Baltimore, Maryland area. It's going to be from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Doors open at 9:30 a.m. We're starting sharp, 10 a.m. sharp. It's we're requesting a $20 donation. It includes lunch and a toolbox of resources. We always have a toolbox of resources, devotionals, books to read, and we suggest brothers to read to strengthen their faith and encourage them. Again, going to be at the Brooklyn Park Library, 1 East 11th Avenue in Baltimore, Maryland, 21225. You can email us at rejoicetv@gmail.com, or call us at 443-591-3504. We can email you the link. You can pay online. You can send your donation and register online, and we can send you the link. And also, you can reach out us on Twitter at Issues Men's Talk. Issues Men Talk. Amen. So we thank you for joining us this week, and we pray you could join us again. We hope something was said that will encourage you to ensure you that you can be sure of your faith today, that understand that God cannot lie, that we must trust God, trust his word, and trust that he loves us, trust and understand that Jesus paid it all, the price that Jesus paid, because he hung on the cross, and we said it is finished. The full atonement was given for your past, present, and future sins. And now you are redeemed as a child of God, as a son of God, and you have you're co-heir with Jesus Christ. And also you have an inner witness of the Holy Spirit living within you, that these are the pillars, and understand that you will submit yourself unto God, unto his word, and believe that Jesus Christ paid it all, that you could be assured of your salvation. We thank you for joining us, being part of the program. As always, we pray that you and your family will be blessed. Continue to stand, and remember something we always say here: never, never give up. Pray, seek God, ask for help, seek God, and put someone in your circle. If you have no one in your life today that you can't go to, that will seek help, that will pray for you, that can rescue you from a situation, find that person. Be part of a local church, be part of a local ministry. Continue to pray for your family and never give up. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend.
Just the clouds, your mercy.